Three HDNL high school football teams kept their unbeaten start to the new season going this past week in what was another busy weekend for the local schools. Hello and welcome to this week's Camogie News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll bring you up to date on all of the local high school football news in just a moment, and we'll also be looking at all of the other big local sports stories of the week, including how College of the Redwoods fared on the opening weekend of the college football season, all the latest local soccer news, some high school volleyball, and how the sport of MMA is getting ready for a welcome return to the North Coast. But first up, several local high school football teams were in action this past weekend, including a big Friday night showdown between the Arcata Tigers and the Fortuna Huskies at McKinleyville High School. Arcata senior Daquan Dunn had a night he won't easily forget after leading the Tigers to a thrilling 26-18 come-from-behind victory. Trailing by 11 points in the fourth quarter, the Tigers rallied to score 19 unanswered points in the final 8 minutes of the game on their way to the victory. Dunn keyed the late rally with an explosive finish. The senior standout blocked a punt on special teams and scored a pair of late touchdowns, including a pick six he took around 50 yards to the end zone with just a minute and a half remaining in the game. The win lifts the Tigers to 2-0 on the season, while the Huskies dropped to 1-1. Also in action on Friday night, the South Fork Cubs kicked off their season at Fort Bragg and fell 36-14. The win was the first of the season for the Timberwolves, who improved to 1-1. Also on Friday night, the Ferndale Wildcats kept their impressive start to the new season going with a comfortable 46-14 win at perennial Northern Section powerhouse Fall River. The win was the second straight for the Cats, who improved to 2-0 and have now scored 85 points in their opening two games. The Eureka Loggers also travelled inland to play in hot conditions on Friday night at Shasta and fell 35-12 to go to 0-2, while the Del Norte Warriors got their first win of the season, holding on for a 28-20 victory over Ashland in Crescent City and improving to 1-1. Rounding out a busy Friday night for the HDNL teams, the Hoopa Warriors lost a heartbreaker at home against Aetna, giving up a kickoff return for a touchdown in the final seconds and losing 26-20. The Warriors dropped to 0-2. In Mendocino County on Friday night, the Ukiah Wildcats got their first win of the season, beating Dublin 37-7 and improving to 1-1. The action continued on Saturday with the St. Bernard's Crusaders hosting the Willits Wolverines in a high-scoring afternoon game and winning 49-32. The Crusaders' offense continued to impress in the win, and the team has now scored 13 touchdowns in just two games. Most of the local schools will be back in action again this weekend. On Friday night, the Arcata Tigers will try to make it three straight wins over Big Four teams to start the season when they travel to Crescent City to play Del Norte, while Eureka will play at Newark Memorial, McKinleyville travels to Fortuna, Hoopa plays at South Fork, Willits plays at St. Helena, and Fort Bragg plays at Kelseyville. On Saturday, St. Bernard's will host Biggs in another home afternoon game. Ferndale and Ukiah both have byes this weekend. In local college football, meanwhile, it was a successful start to the new season for College of the Redwoods. The Corsairs opened on the road at Merced College and dominated on the way to a 33-7 win. The Corsairs scored touchdowns on offense, on defense, and on special teams, and it was another big performance by the team defense, which stretched its shutout streak to over 15 quarters dating back to last season before the team backups gave up a late touchdown to the home team. The impressive Corsairs, who are looking for their third straight winning season this fall, will play their home opener on Saturday afternoon when Hartnell College travels to the Redwood Bowl for a rematch of last year's Grizzly Bowl game, which CR won 63-0. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. In local high school boys soccer, meanwhile, the HDNL kicked off this week with three games on Tuesday. The defending league champion Del Norte Warriors got the new campaign off to a successful start with a 2-0 win over Eureka in Crescent City. The Fortuna Huskies also impressed on the way to an 8-0 win over South Fork, while the Arcata Tigers scored twice in the final 5 minutes to break a late deadlock and beat rival McKinleyville 3-1. League play continues with three more games on Monday and Tuesday. In girls' soccer, the Big Four and Little Four teams kick off conference play next week. In women's college soccer, College of the Redwoods made it 2 wins in 2 games with a 3-0 victory over Mendocino College on Tuesday. Arcadia's Aaliyah Prentice has been on fire in the early season, netting 6 goals in 2 games for the Corsairs, who also defeated Mendocino 6-2 last week. Both the Cal Poly Humboldt men's and women's soccer teams were also in action this past weekend, but it was a tough start to the new season for both. The Cal Poly women dropped a pair of home games, losing 3-1 to Azusa Pacific and 4-0 to Seattle Pacific. The Humboldt men tied Westminster 1-1 and lost to Dominican by a score of 2-0. In local high school volleyball, it was a good week for the Ferndale girls, who posted back-to-back wins over Fortuna and Hayfork on Monday and Tuesday. The Big Five teams were also in action on Tuesday night. The Del Norte Warriors, who are the 2-time defending conference champions, swept Brookings Harbour in 3 sets, while the Arcata girls beat McKinleyville, also in 3 sets, and the Eureka Loggers got the better of their crosstown rivals St. Bernard's in 4 sets. And finally this week, the sport of mixed martial arts will make a welcome return to the North Coast next weekend. The Blue Lake Casino Hotel will host the hard-fought championships on Saturday, September the 21st, in what will be the first night of MMA fights in the county in over a year. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.